Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica. Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Shelby.
It's Riley.
And it's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy.
And today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content.
We wanted to start this episode out by giving a quick shout out to the Clutch My Pearls podcast. They are three girls, two of whom who read smut, Barbara and Vanessa, tell their friend Emily, who does not read smut, all about their new spicy reads. So if you like this podcast, definitely go check them out. They're super funny. I believe they have 6 or 7 episodes out by now, so you're able to go binge those. So go check it out. And today's book is Tangled in Tinsel by Trilina Pucci. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Shelby?
I gave it 4 because it did its purpose being very smutty.
Wow. It was definitely minimal plot, maximum smut. I also gave it a 4. If I could go super, super specific, I'd probably do more of like a 3.5, 3.75.
Yeah.
But okay. 4 stars rounded up.
Okay.
So my kind of book, all the smut.
This is festive as hell.
My quote for you, Riley, is, "Think of us like her pussy's personal Santa Claus, and hopefully Samantha wants to be a very naughty girl."
Oh. Okay.
And mine is, "Where do you want us, princess? Together or alone?" He means, do I want them in my pussy at the same time? I do, but not before he takes my ass.
Oh. She is not vanilla.
No, she is not.
Our main character, her name is Samantha, but she goes by Sam. We're in her POV. She's an interior decorator who's been left alone with an unlimited party budget to create a cozy, extravagant party in a cabin for a Forbes billionaire man. As she's decorating a 20-foot Douglas fir, her sister calls. She tells her sister to make it fast because she needs to finish before Mr. Price and his associates come back. And apparently Mr. Price is a hot-ass CEO that she's worked for before. Mm. Her sister asks if she's checked the news yet, and apparently they're getting a storm, so she needs to head home now to beat it. But Sam isn't finished yet, so she says that she's gonna stay and finish while her sister calls and finds her a hotel room to stay at. They hang up just as the front door swings open, and she's met with very blue eyes. Alec Price is standing in the doorway, and she fumbles, asking how bad the storm is getting outside. He doesn't say anything, and he just rakes his eyes down her body, and she's like, do I have something on my outfit? Because there's no way my boss is checking me out right now. And he interrupts her and says the room is perfect, almost as gorgeous as she is, and he can't wait to discover all the other talents she's hiding from him.
Oh, other talents. What the hell is happening? I've fallen off the ladder and hit my head. That's it. This is one of my dreams. Next, he'll tell me to drop to my knees because he wants to feed me his big old candy cane.
Christmas.
Oh. Christmas.
Cheery. Christmas cheer.
He tells her that he didn't know Christmas trees counted as decor, and she did an exceptional job. She tells him it's easy to decorate such a beautiful home, and the layouts are her favorite for designing, and Douglas firs are really girthy and nice to handle.
Oh, girthy.
That's a double entendre if I've ever heard one.
Right? She can't believe she's making such a fool out of herself in front of this very hot man. And we get a description. He's 6'4". His shoulders are so broad and his jawline makes Superman look soft. So basically he's like Henry Cavill looking sexy. And that's what she describes him as, is like Henry Cavill.
Hot.
I feel like every man in every book is described as Henry Cavill.
As they should be.
Eh.
He's pretty attractive, but...
Okay, I want, like, an average 7-Eleven worker. Ew!
I'm just picturing the 7-Eleven on South Virginia and, like, was it, like, Sutro or Plum or something? The super, like, sketchy one?
I just want some, sexy, you know, some down-to-earth man who maybe has a belly.
Oh, a belly.
In a book.
I like him scrawny and gangly.
It's fair, yeah.
Give me a Bill Skarsgård, a Bo Burnham. That's all I can, those are the scrawniest sexy men I can think of. Pete Davidson, I don't know.
Oh, Pete Davidson.
I can't name any, like, beefy men.
I don't know.
I'm sitting here saying that's all I want.
Jason Momoa.
No, I don't know why, but he's just not my cup of my cup of tea.
Beefy. What about like The Rock?
Dwayne Johnson and his white turtleneck with his fanny pack.
When I say beefy, I mean like pudge, some pudge, like a bear.
Oh, Jason Segel is my number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard that he's stinky.
Who'd you hear that from? One of his close personal friends?
My friend Allison Hannigan.
Oh, I didn't know you guys are friends.
Yeah, we're pretty tight. She said that he smelled like cigarettes and she never actually kissed him on How I Met Your Mother.
What?
They never kiss.
Okay,
because he was stinky.
We love a good cigarette smell.
I like the aesthetics of a man smoking a cigarette, but the smell, no, I'm okay.
I'll just make him brush his teeth. It's okay.
Every time. You know who's sexy? And I sometimes think about him. Like, I'm just sitting by myself and I'm like, yeah, Pedro Pascal.
Okay, renew that.
Did you know that about me?
Yeah, renew that.
He's so beautiful. I wonder what he's doing right now.
Probably thinking about you.
Yeah, aww, honestly. Pedro.
He's probably touching his pee-pee, thinking about you.
Pedro.
You dirty
Same
boy.
Girl.
Tom Segura is kind of hot. I don't know why.
Huh.
Maybe because it's his humor.
Huh. I mean, that's an opinion.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his eyes. They just look kind of dead.
Oh, I do like a dead eye. I like a sleepy boy. Maybe not a dead eye.
The door flies open just then, bringing in more snow and his associates who are also equally hot. We have the first one named Reed. He's gold, tan skinned, and looks like he belongs in a J. Crew ad. He has green eyes paired with perfect hair and he exudes sex appeal. Then there's Cole, who she's met once, and he reminds her of a character out of Peaky Blinders. Harsh, but makes women swoon and men cower.
Oh.
And then the last person to walk in is Jace. He has golden retriever energy of the group and is the youngest, barely under 40, with wavy black hair and tattoos covering his body. And he also has his nipples pierced, which I said, ick.
Yeah, that's not my thing.
Not mine either.
On men, no.
No.
Nor...
We learn due to the snow that the party's canceled, so the men help her put the storage bins away, and she thanks them for helping her clean up, but Alec tells her it's the least they can do since they're not letting her leave. And she's like, what do you mean? And
he says, we're kidnapping you.
It's snowing. You literally can't drive anywhere. But she's like, there's no way I could stay here with four hot men.
Oh, of course you can. Oh, my God.
It's been snowing almost all day with no end in sight. Alec sits next to her on the couch and tries to hand her a glass of wine, but she declines it. And he tells her that she needs a glass of wine due to her stress about them not leaving anytime soon, and that the roads probably won't be cleared until Monday, but they have a fully stocked cabin with phone chargers. He also admits he's secretly glad she's stuck here, or else he would have to be with the other three who get into way too much trouble, but he lets her know that they'll all be on their best behavior unless she specifies otherwise.
Also, you need this glass of wine? No, I fucking don't.
I don't.
I'd want it.
Yeah.
I don't need it, but I do want it.
Give it to me.
Thank you. As they sit there, Cole catches her eye and she can't stop staring at him, especially when he locks eyes with her. But Jace calls for her attention to ask if she knows how to cook, but Cole mouths something that has her thighs clenching, but she gets up, heads to the kitchen to make everyone dinner.
I love how he's like, hey, woman, do you know how to cook?
Kitchen, now.
Get in that kitchen, woman.
Make me my fucking dinner, bitch.
In his house.
It's 2 hours later, everyone is full and they're having a great time. She asks how they know each other. So we learn Alec and Jace played NFL together, but Alec knew the others before Jace showed up. Alec and Cole grew up together and they met Reed at Yale.
Oh, Yale.
Oh,
Yale.
Cornell's the highest Ivy League school.
Yale.
They wanted to know about her, so she tells them a bit about herself. And then Cole asks if she has a boyfriend, and she says it shouldn't matter since they can't date because he is her client. And they fill her fourth glass of wine. And she says that she's literally like a two-glass girl.
Same.
Yeah, honestly.
I'd be fucked up.
I would be being like, I need to throw up.
I'd be like naked dancing.
I'd be like, who wants a dick sucked?
Because I got a mouth.
I got a sloppy little mouth.
I want some sloppy toppy.
Reed says she should just finish the bottle to see where the night goes. And she's like, no, I should go to bed. And then they start booing her, which I was like,
boo.
That's rude. She calls them all boys and they scoff saying that they're men, not boys. And then Reed says,
hey, Samantha, he says, hushed like it's a secret. You know, if you stay up, we'll show you exactly what grown men do to let loose. I think you'll like it.
Oh, my God.
I would be like, oh, no, no, thank you.
I would be terrified.
Oh, just one woman with a group of men. Hey, yeah. You drunk girl. You want to see what we're like?
I'd be like, does my bedroom have a lock? <I know. laughs>
She knows she should go to her room instead of horny flirt, but instead she asks, do you play cards? And he shakes his head and someone says, try again, sweetheart. So she asks if they smoke cigars. And no one answers, so she asks if they play Naked Twister by the fireplace. And then Reed's like, well, let's go find out.
Of course. Sounds horrible. You imagine how many dicks you'd be getting slapped with?
My boobs would be like, all like...
Oh, yeah. My boobs aren't what they used to be. My boobs would need to like take their own turns. And be like, left boob, red. And it'd be fine because like, they be dangling now. You know what I mean?
They be stretchy.
They do be.
Cole speaks up and says to stop teasing their girl. There's always time for tomorrow. So Alec takes her to her bedroom so he can show her the room and the shower because it's a little tricky. And after he goes through everything, she tries to give herself an inner pep talk. Like, you do not fuck your boss. You don't do it.
Do it.
And then she texts her sister and her sister tells her to get out there, drink more wine and get fucking pregnant.
Whoa.
Yeah. Eleanor's like, bitch, go suck some dick.
Go do some anal, bitch. Open that ass up.
Ew. I mean, do it.
As she's in the massive, expensive as fuck bathroom, like it has like a full black marble tub in it. It's like fancy. Huge. She decides to take a shower and use the shower head to take the edge off a little bit. And when she's in the shower, she starts to have a little fantasy about Jace.
The whole shower head thing never worked for me.
No, it's not my thing. No. I'm like a lay down girl.
Yeah. 100%. Or like sit down and like lean back, you know. Get comp.
Yeah. I'm not trying to like fall down in the shower.
No, thank you. All his tattoos are on display while he's rubbing his hand over his chest and his dick bobs rock hard, almost touching his belly button. Obviously, in every fantasy, dicks are 12 inches. Get on your knees. I'm going to feed you my cock and you're going to suck it like a... Like a what? What's she going to suck it like?
She goes to grab the shower head but realizes she has to turn it on with one of the 20 buttons in the shower and she wasn't actually listening to Alec when he told her which ones were which.
Stupid girl.
So she just starts pushing buttons, which never works out, and Christmas music starts blaring out of the Bluetooth in the shower. Then she hears her name. She turns around and screams, trying to cover her body, and she turns into the clear glass and hits her head. Cole rushes to her and asks if she's okay or bleeding, and after he looks at her head, he asks why she's having a Christmas concert for the whole mountain, but all she can think about is fucking him.
After she just bonked her head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd be so mad at myself.
Yeah, I'd be embarrassed. I'd walk out in the snow to town.
And die of hypothermia.
Yeah. She's like, I'm gonna fuck now.
She admits that she didn't listen to what buttons Alec was telling her, so he reaches around and asks if she wants the waterfall or the showerhead, and she says showerhead. He turns it on and it's like just only cold water, and then he walks out. So she's just got sprayed with cold water.
Oh my god, how funny.
Hilarious.
She doesn't care, though, because she automatically starts to masturbate to every dirty fantasy she thought throughout the night.
Oh, no. Also, she's masturbating with cold water. A trooper. A horny, horny trooper.
Jace, Alec, Reed, Cole, they're all there, each touching me, tasting me, taking their sweet time to make me come. That's it. Take it, baby. Be my dirty slut. Alec's face is between my legs, devouring my pussy, licking me like he's starved for the taste of me as he pins my hips with his strong hands, using his thumbs to spread me open. But as I look up, Jace comes to straddle my face. Without hesitation, my lips part for him to feed me his cock. Don't be greedy, Jay. She could suck us both. Can't you, baby? Reed pushes the head of his dick against my lips as Jace pulls out. Both swollen tips take turns bobbing in and out of my used mouth as I lick and suck. Just bobbing in and out, moaning against their shafts. Oh my god. And that's just a fantasy.
Yeah.
That's an in-depth fantasy.
I was gonna say, she has such an imagination.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my god, we're doing missionary. So hot.
Turn the lights off.
She is very close to finishing and rocks harder against the stream of water. And the last thing she needs to come in her fantasy is Cole calling her a good girl. So she envisions it and she comes. As she gets out of the shower, and she looks up and she freezes because Cole is sitting on the bed.
Oh, no.
She is Cole. 100% mortified and asks what he's doing here. And he pulls her close and he says,
"You forgot to say please, Samantha." The deep gravel in his voice makes me shiver. "Tell me I'm a good girl. Please, now use your words, baby, and ask me nicely." So was she just saying all of that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he heard her, but she doesn't say anything. He asks again if she has a boyfriend, and she says no, but it still doesn't matter because he is her client. He tells her she's fired, and then he slams his mouth to hers, kissing her brutally. He pulls back and he says, "What do you say, baby?" And she says, "Please." And then he tells her,
"I knew the day we met that you'd be a good fucking girl."
Woof, 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 woof!
She's just an interior designer, and he's like, "I'm gonna fuck that."
Yeah.
I know she fucks.
He stands and turns around, and he tells her that he's not staying with her tonight, but it's game on. And then we switch to Cole's POV. He had a hard time walking away from her, but it was not his turn yet. He's been waiting months, and he can wait a little bit longer. Alec told all of them about seeing her at a sex club and possibly being interested in their kink. And their kink is just worshiping, fucking, and making women turn to putty, but like, as a group.
Okay.
But he's done waiting and he wants to make her come. He runs into Alec and Alec demands to know what happened because his shirt is wet and that wasn't part of the deal. The rest of the guys are pissed off and say he crossed the line, but he only kissed her because she moaned his name and wanted to be called a good girl. They all don't know how to approach this now, but Reed says that he'll test the waters tomorrow and let her live out her fantasy with him, and then he'll make all their dreams come true.
They're strategists.
Eye on the prize. We switch to Sam's POV. She wakes up and immediately regrets last night. She got drunk and flirted with her clients and then kissed one back after he fired her. And she's supposed to remodel like a whole house in Napa next year for him. And it's like a huge job.
And he's like, "No, you don't get that money."
And she's like, "I can't pay my rent anymore."
All because you wanted to fuck.
She texts her sister a million times but gets no response. So she decides to leave the room in search for coffee. And she is in only Alec's t-shirt and nothing else. And she's like, "It should be fine. Like, they're all still asleep. It's like 6 a.m. But she gets to the kitchen and Reed is there humming and tells her that he couldn't sleep because he had too many vivid dreams about her.
Forward.
Yeah.
He asks if she wants coffee as he stares at her and distracts her by like tickling her. And he tells her that she's harassing him instead of the other way around by coming out to get coffee in nothing but a short t-shirt. And then he blocks her against the counter.
"You're the one that's taunting me in your short shirt."
A little icky.
A little icky. But I mean, yeah. That's not what these books are about. So I mean,
let it slide.
"You came out here reaching for cups, showing your ass. Fuck, Samantha. I want to take a bite. I can make it hurt so good," he groans before pulling back to look at me. "Just say please.
I want to take a bite." Jump, jump. You knew what you were doing, reaching for those cups.
You knew.
You should have just drank right out of the coffee pot if you didn't want to fuck.
She is completely shocked and silent, and he tells her to use her manners unless Cole was right and someone needs to teach them to her. And then he skims her thighs with his finger.
Look at you, suddenly shy. I didn't believe him when he told me. Reed bends down, bringing his lips to my ear. Fuck manners. You make me want to bend you over this counter and eat that pretty little ass until you're begging me to tongue your pussy. All she did was walk out there to get coffee.
And he's like, you want me to eat your ass, don't you?
She's hella soaked, and he kisses her. He pulls her closer and lifts her leg to wrap around his waist, and she stops to kiss to say that someone could wake up, and his response is that they can just watch him. He lifts her to the counter and sees just how soaked she is, and he pushes her back a bit as he starts to finger her. He stares at her as he brings his fingers to his mouth and licks her juices off of them, and then he starts to grind against her, and she tells him that she is going to come, and he says, come for me like the slut you are.
Come, you little slut.
Like, aggressive.
Beg me to fuck you while Jace's cock is in your mouth. Say it, pretty whore. I'm gonna fuck that tight pussy while Alec fucks your sweet little hole.
We're gonna
we're gonna stretch you so fucking good you won't be able to walk. And what will you say, sunshine?
I'd call the police.
Thank you. I rush out the second his hand leaves my mouth, panting as I ride out the wave. I'll say thank you. She's like, thank you.
I'm gonna stretch her out.
What would you say if we did that? What would you do?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She comes, and when she settles down, she realizes that she just humped her other boss to completion, so she's mortified. She tries to push him away just as someone else walks in the room, but he tells her he thought she liked an audience, so she shouldn't be shy. She pinches him, and they turn around to see Jace there, but he hasn't noticed her yet since she's still behind Reed. And when Jace finally notices Sam behind Reed, and Reed with a raging boner and a wet stain on his grape sweatpants, he just smiles and approaches them by grabbing the hem of her shirt. And he tells her that she looks good in Alec's clothes and they should wake him up so he can see. I'm sorry, he has a giant wet spot on his sweatpants.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, that's awful. Reed says that they might as well wake Cole up too, because three's a crowd but four is a party. And she chokes on her own spit over the comment and pushes Reed away to get some space. And then she drags him down the hallway to talk to him.
Shut up. I shoot back at his grin. What Reed did, that thing on the counter. Reed's still amused, making me want to punch him. I just don't want people knowing or seeing. I wave toward his crotch and the wet spot. Saying what? Your juices? Oh my god, I bark. But he comes back quicker. How about cream?
That's way worse than juices.
I would immediately be like, no.
She tells him to stop because she doesn't want the others thinking she's into. He interrupts her, though, and says he's into the filthy shit that she likes to hide. And this makes her pause long enough for him to kiss her. And she wonders if she should just ask to play out her fantasy. And she's like, have you ever done that? And he says, yes, we have.
He's like, bitch, we do it all the time.
He asks if she wants to know how they would do it, and she's like, yes, automatically yes.
Tell me.
Tell me everything.
But he says maybe she would actually prefer for them to show her, and she's secretly really giddy about this.
Consider this your formal offer, Samantha. If you don't want to accept, we'll never touch you. And if you never want to see us again, we'll replace ourselves in your book with equally enthusiastic clients. But if you want this, one weekend, no strings attached, it'll always be our secret. Make no mistake, you are our biggest wish. So no, you will make for a very blue Christmas.
What? A blue Christmas. Elvis, I don't know.
Blue.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Elvis?
Yeah, that's me. And our special guest, hey, baby. The Elvis Presley. Wow.
Sounds just like him.
He goes to walk away and asks if she still wants his sweatpants with the evidence, and she says yes and holds her hand out. So he strips them off, leaving him butt-ass naked, and he walks away.
No shame.
No.
No. We switch to Reed's POV. After she goes to her room, Cole asks if he tested the waters by just taking his dick out, and he's like, Cole, calm down. She's gonna hear us out, and she's contemplating the offer. And then they hear her scream laugh and rush to her door to eavesdrop. Reed is still butt-ass naked, holding his dick, and they hear her talking to a friend, and the words break through crystal clear. They leave, and Cole tells him to go to the kitchen and give the other two the good news. He explains to the guys how responsive and wet she was over everything he mentioned, but she's definitely a newbie, so she'll have questions. They all agree her being comfortable is the most important, but that means they break their one night rule, and everyone's like, okay, cool. Then he drops the bomb that they eavesdropped on her conversation, and she mentioned that she was gonna go for it. But Alec only cares about one thing right now, and that's what she looked like when she came.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Like she was missing a hand around her throat, a cock in her mouth, and someone to watch her pussy chokehold my fingers.
Right.
So that's what she looks like when she comes.
Wow. What a visual.
Pussy chokehold his fingers?
We switch to Sam's POV. She calls her sister when she's back in her room and tells her to wake the fuck up because she has a lot of stuff she needs to say, and she needs Eleanor, which is her sister, alert and focused. She tells her everything that happened since last night, and her sister says she better do it or she'll never speak to her again, and she knew Sam was secretly a dirty little slut.
That's a weird sister relationship.
Her sister's like, if you don't fuck all these men, we're done. I'm not your sister anymore.
The pressure's on.
She tells her sister she's nervous she won't follow through, but she's comfortable with them and their offer of the weekend, no strings attached. Her sister listens and passes no judgment as Sam explains how she found out she wanted this fantasy from going to a sex club, but her sister wants to make sure it's 100% what she wants. She's like, don't just do it because you think you want to do it.
But if you don't do it, don't speak to me.
I know.
She confirms it is what she wants to do, and they hang up with the promise of her calling later and letting her know how it goes. She decides the men will play by her rules and dresses head to toe in Alec's, like, all of his snow gear, so she's just, like, thousands of layers to try to, like, prevent her from getting naked already.
She compares it to the little kid from A Christmas Story where he, like, can't put his arms down.
Jace notices her first, and his eyebrows shoot up as he tells her that's really some getup she's wearing. They all stare at her, and Reed is like, what are you doing? And she says that she needs to talk to them with 37 layers on so she doesn't fall for their charm and end up naked. Alec tells her to ask her questions because they're more than happy to answer. But Cole tells her to hurry up because the outfit's actually not helping. He wants to see if she's naked underneath.
No, she has 36 layers underneath the 37th.
Yeah.
She pulls her phone out to her notes app and stumbles through, like, some weird word vomit before she finally blurts out her questions. And her very first question is, how am I not getting pregnant or getting herpes? Valid.
That's a fair question.
The men are speechless, and then she tries to play a prank and says that her next question is, it a problem if she's a virgin? And they're like,
what?
They're like, I mean,
she's like, I'm just kidding.
Gotcha.
And then they're like relieved that she's not a virgin.
She's like 35 too, so that would have been.
Yeah. She says that all of her questions are valid because she does plan on dating after this weekend. And then they make her stop talking because that's where they draw the line, is like thinking of her with other men, even though they didn't want her to be a virgin.
All right.
They tell her that they're all clean and have proof on their phones. They always wear protection, but if she's on the pill and doesn't want to wear anything, that's fine too. Cole gets a round of drinks, even though it's like 8 in the morning, and then they tell her to continue with her questions. She asks if she's the star of the show or if they all kind of like fuck each other too. Like, do they do stuff with each other? And they get like irritated at this and like stand up and like grab her phone.
Princess, I don't care what questions, stipulations, or terms you have. You can have whatever the fuck you want, including the spotlight or my dick down Alec's throat, if that ensures me inside that
pussy.
He's open.
Yeah, he is.
And then she faints because she's overheated in all her 37 fucking layers.
Yeah.
And she wakes up to Cole asking if she would like a bath, but all she says is mistletoe. We switch to Jace's POV. He draws her a bath and watches Alec take the boots off of her. She isn't some girl who passed out and who they are all going to worship sexually. She's like different, but he doesn't say how she's different. He asks if he can undress her to get into the bath, and she says yes. He tells her everything they do now is about pleasing her. She's theirs, and then he kisses her on the neck. We switch to Sam's POV. The others watch as Jace kisses her neck and lifts her shirt off. They all tell her how beautiful she is, and she notices Alec taking a step back to watch and rub himself over his sweats. She tells the man that she wants everyone naked, and Jace is like, we're gonna focus on getting you in the bath right now. You literally just fainted.
Priority, Sam.
My lips part as I start to say something. What? I have no idea, so I close them again. Cole turns my face to his, cradling it, running his thumb over my lip. He's staring down at me, unwavering, and all the edges begin to blur. And it all hits me. My body is about to be the center of their universe. I'm about to have sex with four guys. Oh my god. Fa la 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 la. Fuck me in the ass.
Oh my god, girl.
Jace walks her into the bathroom and into the tub, and the door closes quietly, and Jace tells her that they're gonna get her clean and they could talk about the rest of her questions with just them.
The side of my lips tilt because Jace has managed to master the art of sweet and spicy. I mean, I'm standing here in my birthday suit, and yet I've never wanted to hug someone more. But after that hug, I'd like to drop to my knees and deep throat his diuk.
Yeah, there's your Paul Rudd reference.
I love it. I saw that and I was like, Riley's gonna love that.
I do.
She gets in the tub and asks if he's joining. So he takes off all his clothes and gets on the opposite side of her. She thanks him for taking everything slowly, and she asks how it's all supposed to work out. It's a lot of multitasking unless they all take turns. And he says sometimes they take turns, sometimes they don't. It's up to her to say what she wants. He asks if she would be okay taking two people at once with someone in her mouth, and she nods her head. But he tells her to use her words since they're very important for consent moving forward. And she says yes, she would be okay with it. He hauls her to his lap and he's rock hard, and she begs for him to touch her, but he just skims his hands slowly down her body and barely brushes her clit. He asks if she trusts him, and she says yes, so he tells her to just ask her what she wants, and she wants him. She wants him to go down on her while Alec watches. So he stands and brings her with him. He walks her to the bathroom door and tells her to call Alec. She calls for Alec, and Jace tosses her onto the bed. Alec walks into the room, and Jace tells Sam to tell Alec what she said. And she said that she wants Jace to kiss her here, and she spreads her legs. And he asks if that's all she wants, and she says no.
Look at that beautiful pussy glistening for Jace's tongue. His eyes connect with mine. Is that all you want? My head pops up as the words rush out. I want you to jerk off watching me and then cover my pussy with your cum. Alex's eyes drop back to my center. Spread your pussy open for me. I want to see it contract.
Yeah.
Spread it open.
Oh, I want to see your pussy contract. Ew. Oh, I don't even know how that would make me feel.
Uncomfortable.
I'd be like, I don't want you to see that.
That's private.
That's my pee-pee.
My pee-pee?
Alec walks to the chair and faces her before he pulls out his gorgeous dick.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
He tells Jace to eat her good so he can cover her pretty pussy and cum. Jace starts eating her out, and she makes eye contact with Alec, and it's the hottest thing she's ever done. Alec strokes himself as Jace devours her, and she begs for more, but Jace says that she needs to be vocal and ask for something specifically, or for who specifically. She says, bring in Reed, and Jace steps back to go find them, but Alec tells her to keep going and play with herself, and she does as she's told. Reed walks in and says, Daddy's here.
Daddy's here, don't worry.
Daddy's here. Open up.
Spread that pussy, let me see it contract.
Ew. Jace stalks towards her with Reed, and Alec tells them to turn her sideways on the bed, so they do, and I was having a hard time. They turn her sideways a lot.
Just flip-flopping her around. I know.
Yeah. But I guess when they turn her this way, her head's hanging off one side. So I'm like, so sideways on the bed?
Lazy Sundays.
Jace crawls over her, putting her legs over his shoulders, and Reed goes to her head and says, "Let's see what your pretty mouth can do." Alec demands that she suck Reed, and she does as Jace resumes to eat her out. Reed pushes deeper as Alec tells her to take all of it, and then Alec tells her how much of a goddess she is as he starts to jerk off faster. Jace starts to finger her, and Alec steps closer to watch her pussy around Jace's fingers, and I was like,
ooh. Oh my god.
He really wants to see it contract, you guys.
He does. Give the man what he wants.
Reed steps away, and Alec tells her to open her legs right now. Her eyes close, and there's a slight sting to her clit as Jay stops, and I think he smacked her, but it doesn't say.
Okay. It's another case of the pussy slaps.
Yeah.
Just a quick little slap, slap.
When she opens her eyes, Cole's standing in front of her and says, "This is mine now."
His two fingers spread me open before he spits directly on my fucking clit. Alec said, "Open your legs." I jerked them open obediently, Alec gripping my thigh as he switches places with Cole. Oh my god, so much going on.
Alec steps up and Cole tells him to mark her. Reed and Jay start running their fingers up her thighs and arms, and Cole lifts her ass up closer to Alec's dick. He comes on her pussy and she rubs herself until she comes. It's the next day and she can only think about what she did last night and how it was, and then she realizes that she fell asleep immediately after.
I thought you were saying that she fell asleep like mid-act.
Oh no, like immediately after.
I was like, girl.
She came and then was like,
good for her. Good for her.
She realizes that she's still nude and covered with the blanket. Reed is asleep next to her with Cole on the other side. She finally gets a good look at Cole and he looks very peaceful while sleeping, as well as hot as fuck. She's like, he's so hot.
Hot and peaceful.
Just how I like him. She needs to get up and pee, and when she goes to move, Cole grabs her and like moves his hand up her thigh. But he's still sleeping, and she's like, I will literally piss the bed if he tries to touch me anywhere.
Some people like that.
Yeah, they do.
I feel like those boys might.
They might. I don't think they'd be mad.
No. A little golden shower action.
Golden showers bring me flowers.
Yeah. She finally gets out from under him and scoots down the bed under the blankets, and I thought this was really weird, but like, just get up like a normal person.
Well, because she's stuck in between them, so she like shimmies.
She shimmies like all the way down to the bottom of the bed.
Yes. But like, as she's like shimmying down the bed, she comes face to face with Cole's dick, and it's like rubbing on her face. Like, he's like dry humping her face pretty much.
Give it a little kiss. Mwah. A little drive-by kiss.
Gotta go.
She keeps going down until she crawls all the way to the bathroom, grabs her phone, and locks herself in to pee.
I think I would do that too. I think I would need a moment.
Yeah. As soon as Sam shuts the door to the bathroom, she texts her sister, who immediately wants to know what happened between her and the guys. She tells Eleanor that she sucked a dick and then fell asleep, and her sister calls her phone to get the details. She begs Sam to get on FaceTime and show her the guys sleeping in bed so she can see how hot they are. And Sam is like, no, I'm not doing that. But Eleanor won't stop, so she's like, oh my god, fine.
I would also beg my sister to do that. Show me them. Prove it. Show me their dicks.
As soon as she flips the camera to show them, Eleanor yells, "God damn!" And Sam has to hang up as quick as she can, but the guys don't wake up because it's just hella loud. Why wouldn't you mute it or turn the volume down?
Honestly, that would be like my first thought if I was doing that.
Yeah.
No volume.
She decides she's going to devise a festive plan to seduce the guys officially and goes downstairs to bake some cookies and wraps her naked body up with velvet ribbon so they can open her like a present.
Ah, crafty girl.
Yeah, but like the visual of...
It does not seem sexy.
Wrapping your body
in ribbon,
like between your ass cheeks and pussy lips and like over your nipples, and
it's all connected.
Yeah.
How?
They're like, how the fuck do I get this off?
She looks down at herself and sees all the hickeys and bite marks all over her and is like, oh fuck yeah. Like, she's like, last night was amazing. Jace walks in as soon as she's done wrapping herself, and she screams, telling him to get out so he doesn't ruin the surprise. And he asks if she's a present or a dream and leaves her to finish her plan.
Are you a present or a dream? Shut up.
She tiptoes to the living room and puts on Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt and dances by herself holding a glass of champagne. And it's like early in the morning, is it not? But, you know, do you, girl. It's vacation.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
She turns the volume up hella loud until Jace walks into the room and sees her again. And he's naked, holding his dick. Reed walks in after him, also naked. And Jace walks up behind her and takes her champagne, handing it to Reed. They sandwich her between them and mute the music as they both yell for Cole and Alec to get in the room now.
I'm sorry. I don't ever want to be sandwiched like that.
At least she has her ribbon on.
That's true.
They start to caress her body and she's hella soaked. Alec walks in next, leaning against the wall and watching the show. He tells Sam she's a little teased, but he already saw her and knows what she wants. She's confused, so he tells her he saw her at the sex club in Chicago watching the group sex and masturbating in the crowd. And now she knows that this was all part of a plan to get her here, and for some reason she's not even a little bit upset by this. I thought this was going to be like a third act breakup type of thing, but she's like, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, she's like, awesome.
She's like, oh, so you guys been thinking about me.
She doesn't feel manipulated at all.
No.
Yeah.
He pulls off his pajama pants and now all three guys are naked. She walks up to Alec and turns around, bending down so her ass is on his dick, and he grabs her hips, telling her he's not always just a watcher, so not to start something she can't finish. She knows all the guys are ready to fuck, so she tells them that Cole still needs to show up, so they all call his name at once. The energy shifts in the room as he walks in, also completely naked, holding a bottle of champagne. Sam walks toward him and he tells her to get on her knees in front of him, so she does. He tips her chin up with his hand and pours champagne all over her body.
I would be so irritated.
Yeah, sticky.
Yeah. The thought of my whole body being, like, sticky.
What?
I'd be automatically just irritated at level 100, but...
You're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why would you do that? After she's completely soaked in champagne, he lifts her over his shoulder and tells the guys it's time to open their present. He sets her down in the middle of everyone and Reed goes to undo her ribbon, but it doesn't come off. The champagne mixed with the velvet and made it completely stuck to her skin, so Jace just starts like ripping the ribbon apart to get it off of her.
They're also just like tugging on her as she's like sticky and naked and they're like, get this fucking tree off.
It's like in her ass. They're just giving her like a wedgie with velvet.
They're just throwing her around.
Velvet is one of those things, like, I don't want to touch it. Get it away from me. It's disgusting.
My Christmas dress last year for my holiday party was velvet.
Does it not give you the heebie-jeebies?
No.
Oh.
I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Oh. The heebs and the jeebs. You know what I hate more than anything?
Microfiber.
Fucking cotton balls.
Ooh. Oh, I could roll around in cotton balls. Give me a pool full of cotton balls.
Stop it right now. You're joking.
No, I can't do microfiber though. That shit hangs on like literally every dead skin cell you have.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I don't like that.
No,
I would rub a microfiber cloth all over my body before I would touch a cotton ball.
Really?
Yeah, like the little sound that it makes when you like rip it apart, or like when there's a sweater in the washing machine and you have to like pull it out.
Oh yeah.
And it's like disgusting. Finally, it's all off of her and Alec takes her breast into his mouth as Jace kisses her neck. And as she starts getting really into it, all the sensation stops and she opens her eyes to see Cole standing right in front of her. Cole takes a piece of the ribbon that was wrapped around her waist and brings it between her legs so it's over her pussy and runs his knuckle over her clit.
Tonight, we tease and fuck you, Samantha. Tomorrow, we'll worship. Fuck, she's a dream. Reed groans from behind me again. The ribbon tickles the hood of my cunt.
What?
The hood of my cunt?
Pop the hood.
Just imagine being like, pop the old hood down there. You
wanna
see this juicy puss?
You want to see it contract? Ew. You gotta pop that hood first.
You gotta get a little dirty under the hood.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Gently traced over the mound. Oh my god.
What a sentence.
No. Making my stomach contract. I exhale, pressing my hips forward just as lips find my earlobe. Oh my god, that was so hard to read. The hood of my cunt. I can't.
And the mound.
Gently traced over the mound.
I just picture like rolling mountains.
Yes.
A mound.
Just soft but, little know. Mountains.
Or a pussy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Same thing.
Cole pinches her clit and Sam says they can play with her all they want as long as they make it dirty. Alec grabs her and starts making out with her as Cole still plays with her clit and Reed kisses her neck as Jace swoops in and starts to make out with her after Alec saying he's gonna get jealous if she keeps kissing the others the way she is. He asks her whose mouth this is and she says it's his, but Reed does not like this.
Such a naughty little bitch. I know, he's like, little bitch.
Mean. I'd start crying.
I know.
You think I'm a bitch?
A little bitch?
So you think I'm skinny?
I suck in air as my skin reddens into the perfect shape of harlot. Choosing favorites means consequences. Oh, I'm counting on it. I reach behind me, moaning as my clit pulses, gripping Reed's neck, feeling all their praying eyes on me. Then punish me, I rasp, because I already have a favorite. And if you want to know who it is, you'll have to fuck it out of me.
I don't think we ever find out who her favorite is.
I know. No. I was like, I want to know. Who is it, girl? Spill the tea.
She likes them all. Reed wraps his arms under her thighs and lifts her up so she's reverse piggybacking him and starts to eat her out.
When I read that, I was like, Tyler, I have to read this sentence to you.
Reverse piggyback. Oh.
She's straddling his shoulders while they're standing up, but like with her pussy in his face.
He's just holding on to her.
Yep.
Just like, om nom nom nom.
Oh, okay.
I'd be too scared to fall to like get into
honestly.
Alec tells Reed that if he makes her come, he'll beat his ass. And just as she's about to finish, Cole tells him to stop. And he plops her down on her back on the couch.
Spread it open, sunshine. Show them how wet you are. The guys close in around me as I do as I'm told and hook one over the back of the couch before spreading my legs wide. My fingers glide between the silky hairs before I open for them. Cole's head falls back with a guttural drawn out fuck as Jace half blinks, adding, that's a pretty pussy. My eyes...
Your tone is perfect. Spot
that's
on.
A pretty pussy.
That's a pretty pussy. Yeah.
My eyes squeeze closed, letting their words reverberate off my bones as I begin circling my fingers around my clit. But when I open them, I swear it's as if someone's rung the dinner bell, because the way I just became a full-blown meal in their eyes makes my pussy contract. So much contraction.
Stop contracting.
Yeah, girl.
Cole grabs her by the ankle and drags her down the couch closer to where he's sitting and tells the other guys they can come on her body, in her ass, or whatever, but only he gets to come in her pussy. Reed picks her up and puts her on Cole's lap so she's straddling him, and Jace walks on the couch cushions toward them and drops down so she can put his nipple rings in her mouth.
Oh, I'd be like, get that out. Get that out of my mouth. They're literally like throwing her around like she's like a little doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah,
fuck me. Cole urges me up on my knees and Reed forces me to bend backward. My palms press on Cole's thighs just as Reed's dick crowns my mouth. Get it wet for me, sunshine, with pleasure. I smile before licking the shiny, swollen head, tasting Reed's saltiness as he presses into my mouth with all the entitlement of a god. Fuck, you just got so wet, princess. I hate that they're saying princess. I don't know why. Ick. Cole groans, thrusting two fingers inside my pussy, pulling a whimper from my throat. Oh.
Cole pulls his fingers out, rubs her juices all over her nipples, and tells Alec to taste. Jace grabs her hand, spits in her palm, and she starts to jerk him off.
I told you she likes it. Reed grunts as I undulate my body. Our filthy girl wants to get used. Fuck yes, I do. He tilts my neck further back, giving himself room to go deeper. Jesus Christ, from this angle, I can watch Cole finger fuck you.
Whoa! Cool.
Reed pulls his dick out and wipes it over the spit gathered around my lips. But you want his cock, don't you? Cole takes his own cock in hand, eyes predatorily set on me as he rims my entrance. He circles it slowly, making my clit pulsate as I stare my guys down. Each and every one, I take a deep breath, so fucking ready. Please, I lean my head back, running my tongue over Reed's cock before bringing my face to each of them, whispering, fuck me raw.
Alex slaps Sam in the tit, And Cole shoves her down on his dick.
Fuck, your pussy's tight, he growls, and your cock is huge, I answer back, pumping my hips forward a few times. Jesus, it just feels so good. There's shuffling in the background, but all I hear is my turn before Alec turns my face, putting his foot on the couch, lining his dick up with my swollen lips. I should thank Reed. You're nice and broken in for me, gorgeous. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yucky. As Alec is fucking her throat and Cole is fucking her pussy, Jay starts rubbing himself on her ass. Alec grabs her throat so he can feel his dick going down it as she feels cold liquid on her asshole. It's about to escalate.
What is in her asshole?
Cold liquid.
Let's get our girl fucked. Read chocolate. Let's. And my body reacts. Cole grinds out Samantha between his teeth like a warning, but I don't care as he adds, stop squeezing so fucking tight or I'm coming in your pretty cunt, then making you wait for everyone else to finish too. You said I wait for you. I rush out, not finishing my sentence, but he understands because my hips begin jackhammering down, fucking his cock like I'm a professional cowgirl.
Yeehaw, girl, yeah. All of a sudden, Alec pulls his dick from her mouth, and she's pushed to lay flush against Cole's chest. Cole lays down on the couch with his dick still inside of her, and she feels Jace's dick between her ass cheeks as he bends down and bites her right on the booty. Reed grabs her chin and turns her head and slides his dick back into her mouth.
Wait, was that cold liquid on her little bunghole lube?
It was. You always want the lube.
I do. I'm so proud of them. Cole's fingers dig into my hips, stopping me from moving and making me groan, just as Reed's voice cracks the room. Get your fucking mouth back around my cock and suck until I'm dripping down your throat. No more playing with our toy. Give our girl what she wants, Alec directs, standing back to watch the sexual depravity with his cock in hand. Reed jerks a nod, mouthing little minks as cold liquid precedes Jace pressing the tip of his cock against the tight muscle in my bottom. Jace is kneading my ass cheeks, pushing the tip in torturously slow, breaking past the tight ring, while everyone else is fevered with sexual energy, dying to fuck like our lives depend on it.
The tight ring.
They are going through the tight ring of muscle.
They are, but with lube.
With lube.
Good.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Jace says he's been waiting to take her ass since he watched it sashay past him for the first time. That's quite the thought to have about someone as they just walk past you. I'm gonna fuck that asshole.
One day.
Mark my words.
I'm gonna put my dick in it. Time stops among groans as they hold me in place, inside my ass, pussy, and mouth. I don't care that I can't breathe. I'm living off the pure erotic explosion that's taken over my body. Because the moment Reed draws his dick out to the tip, I scream around it.
She's like, ah!
She's like, ah!
I would.
Bloody murder.
I would be. She comes hard as Jason Cole thrust into her rhythmically, and Reed tells her to scream around his cock as Cole grabs her hair, telling her not to come again until he does. Reed comes down her throat as Jace comes in her ass. Alec walks over and swipes some of the cum Reed left on her lips and tells her to drink every drop, and Cole wraps his arms around her and flips them so he's on top of her.
God damn. His eyes rake over my body just before he glances at Alec. Want to make her dirty? With fucking pleasure, Alex smirks. Make her dirty.
Dirty girl.
Smear mud on her. Yeah. Cole fucks her as Alec jerks off above her, and as soon as she feels Alex come on her breast, she comes too. And Cole lets out a roar as he fills her up with his cum. So much cum.
Everywhere. It's in every hole.
Come, 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 come. Yeah, it is.
She drags her fingers through Alec's cum and licks it off her fingers. They all start to tend to her and run her a shower to clean her off, and she thinks this must be a Christmas miracle. It's something, but I don't know if it's a Christmas miracle, but all right.
It's her Christmas miracle.
Aww. Christmas.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to walk funny for a while. Frankly, my vagina needs some rest. I can confidently say I'd be ordering a pussy sling off Amazon, trying to prime now it to me if anyone's cock even gets near me for like the next 6 to 8 hours. Maybe like 3 hours. An hour and a half. Boot and rally.
She's down.
She is it a down-ass girl. It needs a break, girl.
But only like an hour and a half is fine.
Then I'm ready
maybe
to go again.
An hour. Maybe like 30 minutes.
after she gets all cleaned off, she's worried about how she's supposed to act around them now.
Ugh, the shit needs a manual. Page 5, paragraph 4. How to properly behave after you've attended a jizz convention. Whatever, I'll walk out there. And if they're like, hey, there's good old Samantha, then I'll do the same. But if I go out and they're like, dirty slut, suck it, fuck it, I'll bookmark the sling and get straight to business. All right, she's just going with the fucking flow.
She's down for whatever.
Dirty slut, suck it, fuck it.
All right, cool.
All right, straight to business.
She walks out to where the guys are all hanging out, eating the cookies she made, and is immediately swooning over each of them, especially Cole. So maybe Cole's her favorite.
Maybe, but she never actually says who's her favorite.
Jace gives her a smooch, and she snuggles up next to him as the five of them all sit around and have a good time laughing and joking together. They ask her to settle a debate on whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And I don't think I've ever seen Die Hard, but I have heard that debate a lot.
I have as well. I can't remember Andrew's debate on it. He's very serious about it. I'm pretty sure he's like, no, it's not.
Polarizing.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas time during the movie. I do know that. Like, Christmas is taking place during the movie.
Uh-huh. Okay, but does that make it a Christmas movie?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
They make her breakfast for dinner, and she sits on a stool at the counter, and Jace starts to eat a peach all seductively in front of her. The most sexual of fruits, really.
What about a banana?
For a man to eat, I suppose. I should specify.
Okay, yeah. I was like, what about a fucking banana?
Or someone who's trying to seduce someone with a vagina, eat a peach. If you're trying to seduce someone with a penis, eat a banana.
Welcome to school, guys.
The more you know.
Before I know it, that same peach is slicked over my pussy, making me gasp just before Jace disappears under the countertop, and I'm left to hold the marble for dear life. My eyes are already rolling into the back of my head as Cole grins, throwing his words over his shoulder. Make her come quick, Jay. Eggs are up.
Eggs are up. Breakfast.
Order ready.
Come on, bro. Eat her out, bro.
She's rubbing a peach on her vagina. She's so sticky.
Yeah.
The next day, it's Sunday, and they're all in the middle of a game of strip poker when they all start trying to use their fake money to buy sexual favors from her. Jace makes the best offer, and he uses all his chips to get her to agree to make Reed stand in the corner while he's forced to watch everyone fuck her. She starts to give everyone this sexy strip tease and tells Alec to put on some Christmas music, so he puts on Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay. That's a choice.
And they all start to laugh. Alec lunges to grab her and she books it and Jace scoops her up. Later on that night, they're all in the hot tub with Sam straddling Alec's naked lap. He picks her up and puts her on the edge of the tub and slides into her so he can watch her pussy take him. Cole strokes himself on the other side of the hot tub and Reed and Jace both lick her breasts.
Take me, baby. Strangle my cock. Alec grinds out between his teeth. You're so beautiful with your tits out, body begging to be worshipped and used. Jace whispers in my ear. My whimpers grow until the mewling turns into a long reverberating chant that builds from deep inside of me. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck me hard. Don't stop. I swear to God. Don't stop, Alec. That's it, sunshine. Come for us. Come all over Alec's cock like a good fucking whore. Reed growls, biting my nipple. Oh, fuck. Jace's voice follows, coaxing me closer. I'm gonna eat that pussy and drink your fucking cum. And then we'll make it happen all over again. Oh. Drink your cum.
Alec and Sam both come at the same time, and Cole grabs her, saying it's his turn. He puts her on her knees, half out of the water.
Cole's hands glide over my ass as he stands behind me before spreading my cheeks. I want this. I want to eat it. Fuck it. And come all over it. Then do it, I groan, letting out a hard exhale and press back against him. His thumb drags down over the tight muscle, teasing me, massaging before pressing inside. Do it, you won't. Yeah,
do it. Reed pushes his dick into her mouth, telling her to open wide and suck as Cole pushes just the tip of his dick inside of her ass. Reed comes down Sam's throat as Cole starts to fuck her ass hard and fast, and Jace adjusts the jet of the hot tub so it's against her clit. There is so much teamwork happening right now. They are a well-oiled machine.
They are.
They really are.
They work very well together.
They do. Harmonious.
I can't. I cry. I can't take it. Cole's voice is commanding and powerful as he pumps into me without any tenderness. More, goddammit. You fucking take it.
Oh my god. Okay.
Another deep, guttural bellow rips from my lips, but this time he joins me, coming inside my ass, his cock pulsating against the pressure I'm tensing with. She's getting fucked in the ass again.
Yeah. But it's been over an hour and a half, so she's fine.
My bumhole would not be okay.
hers is.
God, good for her. Get it, girl.
She collapses, but Jace tells her they aren't done with her yet as he pushes his dick into her mouth. Later that night, they all cuddle up in bed together watching a Hallmark movie when Jace hands her a glass of wine and she accidentally says, "Oh my God, I love you."
Girl, no, no, no. I mean, I take a breath, feeling my cheeks heat. That's not what it sounded like. Come on, that would be grounds for a restraining order. I meant it as much as when I say it to the guy at the deli because he saves me one of those extra large pickles. You know what I mean. So you're saying you tell every guy who feeds you an extra large pickle that you love him? Cole dips his head toward me. I'm hurt and frankly disappointed. You didn't think my pickle was extra large? Reed rolls his head toward me, a combination of mischief and bullshit written all over his stupidly gorgeous face. And to think I thought you liked choking on my pickle. Shut up.
This is stupid.
Stupid.
Alec gets a call from the fire chief letting him know that the roads won't be cleared on Monday like they expected, but they're hoping for Wednesday. Tuesday is Christmas Eve Eve, and Sam is panicking because she has a tradition with her sister that involves them going up to their parents and stay drinking to Christmas movies. She grabs her phone and texts Eleanor and lets her know she's not going to make it in time for Christmas Eve Eve, and the guys hijack her phone and each send Eleanor a selfie.
Oh, I bet Eleanor loved that.
She did.
Think of it as proof of life, since we've spent 2 days murdering your pussy. Proof of life would be photos of me, not you. True.
On Tuesday, she wakes up super early, and the only other one awake is Alec, who says he has something special he wants to show her. She's starting to get in her head about how she likes all the guys and kind of wants to figure out a way to keep going with this in the future. And he tells her they've never spent this much time or gotten to know any of the other women they've done this with, but he wants to explore it more with her. He brings her to a special spot in Jace's empty room, and they watch the sunrise together, and then they take a nap, and she wakes up sometime in the afternoon. The guys are all preparing a surprise for her when Reed comes into the room and locks the other guys out for some alone time with her. He starts to go down on her as Cole pounds on the door, telling him to knock it off.
I knew we shouldn't have agreed to let you keep her busy. I'm going to leave you outside to fucking freeze to death if that girl comes without my cock inside her. Reed grins. Looks like daddy's mad. Sunshine, would you like to see how he'll punish you for being bad? He bites the inside of my thigh. Because I would.
I would. Because I would.
This sends Reed into a frenzy, and he starts licking her like crazy as she moans, and Jace yells that he doesn't mind. He wants to hear everything.
Reed crawls on top of me, engulfing me with his lean, muscular body. He's staring down at me with those deep green eyes as he slides a hand down between us. I gasp, my eyes closed as he slides two fingers inside my cunt and whispers, "Gimme. I want that pussy to cry for me."
Oh! Gimme, gimme.
Gimme, 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 yummy.
Beautiful.
Thank you, everyone.
He tells her to look at him, and it's extremely intimate. She wants this weekend to last forever, but knows that it can't. As she comes, she tells him that she wishes they had just one more day. When they're done, she leaves the room to see her surprise, and it's a makeshift sheet fort with twinkle lights set up for a movie night, and her sister's on FaceTime. She's extremely touched by how thoughtful this is. It's Christmas Eve now, so it's after midnight, and she's asleep on the floor between all the guys. Jace wakes up and they start to have a conversation, and he opens up to her that he's starting to develop real feelings for her. She shuts the conversation down and tells Jace to just fuck her, so he slides into her, and she feels Cole behind her, and she tells Jace to pull out. He gathers some juices and puts them on her butthole.
Yeah.
Just as he's about to put it in, the doorbell rings. Alec wakes up and grabs the door. It's the fire chief, and the roads are clear. She gets really awkward and is like, "Cool, I guess I'll go home now," and packs her stuff, texting her sister to let her know that the weekend is over and the guys are no more.
All right.
Dramatic.
Honestly.
She's like, G2G, thanks.
Thanks for the fuck.
Thanks for the fun time. She gets to her parents' house, and each of the guys have already texted her, and Eleanor tells her she's stupid for not just telling them how she feels, but Sam says that they never asked her for anything more than just the weekend. But, like, they told her that they liked her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you can still say how you feel without them telling you.
How would we have a third act breakup?
That's true.
We fast forward to New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's at a party with Eleanor and some guy she was set up with, but she's miserable. Eleanor tells her not to look, but all four guys are here. Reed walks up, and Christopher, her date, goes to introduce himself, and Reed is like, "Nope." Not interested, buddy. Jace and Alec walk up, and Alec says they want an explanation on why she left them, and she asks how they knew she was here, and Reed says because he follows Eleanor on Instagram. So they've been taking selfies and, like, posting their locations on their stories.
Yeah.
So they followed her.
Stalkers!
Sam tells him that they didn't ask her to stay, so she just left. And Christopher tries to figure out what the fuck is happening, but Reed is just not having it.
Christopher, I can understand your confusion. Let me explain for our Samantha. I don't know if you know, but my sunshine here is a huge slut. Massive. Reed smiles down at me, and I try my level best not to do it back, so he keeps talking. She's got a body count like Mortal Kombat. Reed probably be hard-pressed to fit them all in this room. So four guys was a cakewalk. The only problem is we're not done.
All right, Reed.
Sorry, buddy.
Huge slut. Huge fucking whore.
Massive one.
Big hoe.
Christopher is pissed, but Eleanor is like, chill, dude, I'll fuck you later. So Eleanor's
you're
like,
fine.
I got you. Yeah. You'll get fucked tonight. Calm down.
Don't you worry.
Jace tells Sam that they want her to come with them and go into negotiations about how to make this situation work. And now Cole walks up and the countdown to midnight starts. She says yes just as the new year rings in, and they all rush and pepper her with kisses, but Cole is the first one to kiss her lips.
Cole's totally her favorite. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Is that what he said?
No.
No.
Shelby's just being witty.
Shelby, you witty bitch.
Now we're in the epilogue, and it's 1 year later. Sam is making lasagna, and all the guys are dressed up as slutty Santa dancing to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, hell yeah.
She gets naked, leaving just her undies on, and Alec tells her he loves her, and she tells him she loves him too, and they all start to touch her, and she comes on Reed's fingers.
You, Sunshine, have been a very bad girl. You made a mess all over my fingers, forgot to ask nicely, and decided to be a smartass at the start. So now I think we should teach you some manners, but don't worry, tonight I'm going to make you come all over my dick, and then I'm going to feed it down your throat so you can taste my cum with yours. His hand comes to cover my breast, kneading it hard as he slips two fingers in and out of my tight hole. And you'll drink every fucking drop like the pretty slut you are.
He fingers her under her panties, and everyone is just watching. She sees Cole start to jerk off, and she begs him to fuck her.
Fuck my ass. Come all over it. I'll let you lick it off me while I suck Jace off. He can deep throat me so I can choke on his dick. Please, I'll let Alec and Reed fuck my pussy together. Oh God, please.
Girl.
She said please.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Reed takes his hand out of her undies and wipes her juices all over her mouth.
You want to be daddy's dirty slut? He smears the leftover over my lips. Then you'll earn it. I will light that pretty little ass up until your cunt drips down your fucking leg. I'm speechless. Everything pulses, especially my clit. Now say yes, and I'll let Alec clean it up. Yes.
She reaches down and starts to play with herself because she's just so horny.
Of course she is.
But Jay starts out grabbing my pussy, fingers gripped around the soft patch of hair. That's mine. And Reed's, Cole's, and Alex. If you want to use something that belongs to us, you have to ask permission. And you don't have that, do you, cutie?
Cole tells her to crawl to Alex, so she does. And when she gets to him, he picks her up and puts her over his knee to give her some spankings. Jay starts to fuck her face as Cole has three fingers in her vagina and his thumb in her butt. But Reed says it's his turn with her mouth and thrusts in as Cole starts to spank her.
Her butt.
Her butt. My whole body contracts because the sting spreads over my skin. My legs shake as my pussy gushes around Cole's fingers. He hasn't stopped finger fucking me. Alex's arms lie over my back, anchoring me to him as he rubs himself on my stomach. Oh God, he's dry fucking me as I'm being spanked and finger fucked by Cole, and Reed and Jace are trading off for my mouth.
So much.
There's
happening.
So yeah. Much happening. I'm overwhelmed.
She takes turns sucking on Jason Reed as Cole is still slapping her ass.
Oh, fuck. That's it, you fucking whore. Suck us both. You want to swallow that cum, sunshine? Cole's hand lands on my ass again and again, fucking me harder and harder. I'm screaming around Reed's cock, and Jace tugs his shaft in front of my face. More power to ya.
Cole puts her over his shoulder and carries her to the bedroom.
Where do you want us, princess? Together or alone? He means, do I want them in my pussy at the same time? I do, but not before he takes my ass.
Gorgeous, I have something for you. I know you're nervous about having us fuck that sweet pussy at the same time. You might talk a big game, but I'm going to help you back it up. I would smile, but Jace has his dick down my throat. Alec directs his words at Reed. Use it on her until she can't take it anymore, until she squirts. Then we can fuck her into heaven. Fuck her into heaven.
Make her die.
Yeah, kill her, murder her, bury her.
Reed squirts some lube on her butthole, and Cole puts a finger inside as Reed plays with her clit.
Fuck, I want to see you squirt. See you all over my cock tonight. Reed groans as his hands leaves me, and a quiet vibration flutters over my leg. Reed runs the vibrator up toward my ass before bringing it under to my pussy. I want you, I breathe out, pulling away from Jace, and you'll get me, sunshine. This one sucks on your clit.
Yeah, it does.
I can barely hollow out my cheeks as I begin sucking Jace off again because I've never felt anything so powerful. Reed is fucking me without mercy, pounding into my pussy, stretching it for his cock, and Cole's gripping my shoulders, ramming into me with his thick shaft, filling my ass as his body smacks into mine. Jace grinds into my mouth, his words heavy and deep. I'm almost there, cutie. Suck it. That's it. Suck my cock. Let me fuck that throat. Oh, fuck. Yes. I'm gonna fill your goddamn mouth with cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Jace grabs my face, pressing his dick deep into the back of my throat as warm cum spurts. My body explodes. Stop saying cutie. Stop.
In the middle of sex.
Oh, fuck, cutie. Hey, cutie.
Cole comes in her ass and pulls out as Alec walks in, laying behind her.
I almost lose consciousness because both men, two rock-hard cocks, press inside my pussy. One at a time, slowly, achingly stretching me beyond measure. But it's not pain I feel. It's need. It's probably pain.
Yeah. Let's be real.
We come together as I scream yes, loud enough for the entire mountain to hear. I feel Alex slip out, the rest of his cum spurting out into my inner thigh. But I can't move, not even when Reed pulls out and Alec drags his fingers through his cum, pushing it back inside me. Alec's lips find my ears. I want this pussy greedy for us. You don't let a drop out, gorgeous.
They all exchange I love yous and take a shower together, and Sam has never been happier. The end.
That's the end.
Yeah.
She just got stretched out by two dicks in her fucking pussy, and they want her to just kegel the cum inside of her.
Happily ever after.
Suck it back in. Keep it in. Oh my goodness.
So how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I think I give it like 4. A good 4. I agree with that number.
Yeah.
It's a good number.
Spicy.
Do you think the guys are sexy? Who's sexy? Who's not sexy?
Yeah. Okay. So Reed gives me kind of weird vibes.
He's very, like, aggressive with his word choices, like the names.
Yeah.
I think Cole's my favorite.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I say Cole, Jace, Alec, and then Reed.
I agree. That's a good, yeah, I would agree with that. Reed is definitely last.
And would you trade places with Sam?
No.
Not in a million fucking
years. No. That sounds so exhausting.
Yeah, it does. Mentally, physically, every sense of the word, I'm exhausted.
I would be like touched out, don't fucking touch me.
So next week, we're telling Riley all about Credence by Penelope Douglas. And we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it may be about. And you can tell us what you already know about the book, too, because I know you've read some of the reviews.
It's been a long time since I've read it, so I'm going to say, like, kind of what I think. I know there's, like, an uncle in it. Maybe yeah. Two uncles. I know there's, like, two main men. Part of me feels like she's going to fuck her fucking uncle.
Fuck her fucking uncle.
And that is a choice.
It is a choice.
I know a lot of people like this book, and I'm very excited for this one.
I'm excited for this one. All right, well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Smut Up and Listen Podcast, and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.